This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Wednesday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I am your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as I broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship stations, to great radio stations across America on the Genesis Communications Network, that's GCN Live on a website. And, oh, by the way, we're also broadcasting live on selected Salem Media Group stations in some of the biggest markets, radio markets in America right now. And, of course, just for good measure, we've tossed in some of the leading independents out there, here, there, and everywhere around the country to get a nice, good cross-reference. Now, don't forget, we're broadcasting also streaming live on the Internet. My website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com, is just one of the places to go. And we're also broadcasting on the Westwood One satellite. Now, a special shout-out goes out to our active duty military, to our veterans, to our EMS, to our firefighters, to our police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Border Patrol, our security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those keeping us free and safe. Now, to everybody working on the Third Watch, thanks for keeping the roads moving along and the products getting where they need to be, especially to our over-the-road 18-wheel drivers, the men and the women out there, coast-to-coast, border-to-border, our FedEx, our UPS drivers, our bulk mail carriers out there delivering the mail, our suicide jockeys, yep, hauling the gas, the diesel, and the other petroleum products where it needs to go so we can go. And don't forget, you can find us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch Radio Show on Facebook. You can go over there and sign up for the page. You can actually send us messages off there. It's not an instantaneous thing per se, but we do get them. The only thing that's instantaneous is the chat room called the Captain's Group. And that's the chat room on Facebook, the Captain's Group. If you want to get in it, ask us to be in it, and we'll give you permission. But that's all part of what's going on. And, of course, you can also hear us on MeWe, on Gab, on Getter, on Truth Social, and, as I said, my website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. All righty, let's go over here and pick up Kyle Warren, the professor of politics out there in California, IA. He's been sitting there patiently. Good morning, Mr. Kyle.
Good morning, Captain. Good morning to everybody.
Yep, and you're waiting for the next storm to happen, which looks like it's not very far away. So thank you, boys and girls. By the way, ladies and gentlemen, it is actually warmed up here in downtown Tampa. It was 85 when we came on the air an hour ago. It's now 86 degrees. How about that?
Wow.
Yep.
Wow.
Yep. And the water temperature is 90.
Oh, that's incredibly warm. Yeah.
Yeah. If we ever got a storm right now in the Gulf, it would be all bets are off.
That's exactly right.
It would intensify so much I can't even think what would happen. But anyway, are you ready, my friend, to say the pledge?
Of course.
Here we go. I pledge allegiance to the flag.
I pledge allegiance to the flag
of the United States of America.
Of the United States of America.
And to the republic for which it stands.
And to the republic for which it stands.
One nation under God.
One nation under God.
Indivisible with liberty and justice for all.
Indivisible with liberty and justice for all.
And we emphasize those two words, under God, and our whole being here on this earth and with this country, as it was founded on Judeo-Christian values.
Exactly right.
Now, I had somebody say something to me the other day about 19 years of age, and they were working in politics, and they were doing this and doing that, and they made the reference to me What were you doing at 19? Well, Mr. Smarty Pants, here's what I was doing at 19. I was shedding my blood for my country in a faraway land. Match that one if you can. So there you go. And I said that for all the Purple Heart guys who on Monday celebrated National Purple Heart Day, which very few people said anything to those of us wearing Purple Heart hats, Purple Heart shirts, anything displaying that, because they don't understand what it's about.
Unfortunately so, perhaps not aware of the day of acknowledgement.
Yeah, and we don't seek acknowledgement, but, you know, just a simple thank you would suffice. But a few people understood. And by the way, kudos to the Navy recruiters that we had lunch with yesterday. Enjoyed the heck out of the chief and the master chief that were there. And they were great guys, and we look forward to them. And the one chief told us he was going to be listening to the show. So this one's for you, Navy. How about that?
All right. Yeah, go Navy.
Yep, go Navy is right. All right. Well, Kyle, Lindsey Graham running his mouth again. The Democrats break all the rules to get to President Trump. Okay, tell me something I don't know, please.
Well, Lindsey Graham seems to, I don't dislike him, but I do think he has the tendency to want to snatch victory from the jaws of defeat or something
he
like that.
He did it in 2020.
Yeah, well, exactly. And even in the midterms, came out and began emphasizing abortion and things like that. And I think that teed up the Democrats to simply knock it out of the park at that point, essentially.
Now, I just got an instant message here from Chris, not Rock and Roll Chris, another Chris, didn't say where they're from. But they said, did we have a winner last night in the Mega Millions? Yep, sure did, from Florida. It wasn't me, or I wouldn't be on the air right now. Kyle would be doing the show. But the Mega Millions winner won $1.58 billion. They are from Florida. They matched all the numbers.
And after taxes, you know, you take a one lump sum time payment or something, and after taxes, you're still making out like a
bandit.
Well,
several hundred million dollars, whatever. I mean, you're set. You're just absolutely set.
Yeah, that becomes generational wealth at that point.
And I hope to hell you got a really good attorney and a really good tax advisor. If not, I can suggest one, and that's Chris Markowski.
That's exactly
and you'll
right.
Hear
go
from
Chris.
Him. Yep, and you'll hear from him next hour and about an hour and a half from now. All right, Kyle, hold that thought. Folks, we're coming back with more here on the Captain's America Third Watch. It's a Monday. Kind of day, even though it's Wednesday. I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
You're tuned in to the hardest-working overnight radio talk host in America, New York Fire Rescue and World Trade Center survivor Captain Matt Bruce on the Captain's America Third Watch. Always American, always conservative. God bless.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, but I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Yeah, buddy, and I hope you get a chance to call us and tell us what's on your mind, because we like to hear from folks that have things to say that are meaningful. Those of you that aren't so meaningful, well, you know, you reap what you sow, but it becomes what it becomes. Now, Relief Factor brings you this portion of the program, and of course, Relief Factor is 100% drug-free. Now, it's because the combination of the ingredients, turmeric, resveratrol, icarin, and omega-3 help your body to support its natural response to inflammation, which is what causes the pain and the swelling that you have associated with some of the injuries that you have. Now, this product will go straight to the source of the problem, and it will lower or eliminate the pain that you're in. Never seen anything quite like it. You start out your day by taking it for breakfast, and you take it with a meal. And I always take mine regardless of whether I have breakfast early or whether I have brunch mid-morning or whether I have lunch. That's when I take it, my first meal of the day, and away I go. Depends on how late I sleep. Now, it's 100% botanical and fish oil product made from a clinically developed formula that supports the regularization of key enzymes and proteins. And, of course, it supports a healthy response to inflammation, decreases the discomfort that you're in, too. And it comes in convenient individual packets, 4 capsules, easy to swallow, in a little packet. And it supports your healthy joints and muscles, too. Now, it only costs $19.95 for the 3-week quick start. That's it, $19.95. And the website to go to is relieffactor.com/captain, relieffactor.com/captain. That's relieffactor.com/captain. And you'll be able to take advantage of what Kyle Warren likes to say is always,
all you have to lose is pain.
Told you so. All right, relieffactor.com/captain, $19.95. Give it a try. See what it does for you. And we want to know. We want to hear from you when you get the product going. We've had a lot of people call us and do just exactly that. So You're up on the next one there. All right, well, Mr. Kyle, images are popping up along the border, because we've got cameras here, there, and everywhere, of these coyotes armed, very well armed, most of them with semi-automatic or even automatic weapons, as the case may be, and they're moving along with the people that are coming in with the contraband. Now, usually they're behind them, not ahead of them, behind them, because they want to make sure that this stuff gets put through. And if it doesn't get put through, then they got somebody else they nail and give them their load, and away they go, and in they come. But to see some of these guys and armed the way they were and looking the way they did, it was kind of like watching a war movie.
Well, that's right. Or, you know, maybe watching something like Breaking Bad or something like that that deals with the Mexican drug cartels. But this is no movie or television program. This is real life. And, you know, Captain, you know, we hear especially the far left talking about immigration but the idea, of course, is that it's not just about people coming to the country illegally, it's about all these illegal drugs that are getting pushed through
yep.
by the cartels. And that in and of itself should be enough to make the far left say, hey, we have to have some kind of border security. But, you know, it's unfathomable why they don't want to even go that far.
Well, it's because somewhere along the line, somebody is getting a kickback of some sort to allow this to happen. It's the only thing that makes any sense. And I hate to say that we have politicians that might be reaping the rewards of something like this, but we don't know where they get their money from when they get that maximum $500 a day for people to come visit them at their offices, do we?
Well, exactly right. I mean, they're sometimes you wonder what the real explanation could be if it's not that, because it just seems to be common sense that we would have effective border security, if only to save those who are being literally taken over by drugs.
All right, well, hold on. We got a caller here. Okay, so Backgammon Bob, what's on your mind?
Yes. I was just wondering that I had heard that there is a law that if an invasion is declared, then the president has the power to basically pick up all illegal aliens and deport them, anybody that enters the country illegally, not just even if they have gotten in, and he can close the borders at will and declare no immigration. I don't exactly know what the law is, but I heard about it the other day on the Internet there's a law that's very powerful do you happen to know what that is?
Well, I got an idea what it is, but we'll answer it for you, okay? All right,
thank you.
Okay. Kyle, I think what he's talking about is something that is being proposed, but it's not a law yet.
It could be. Of course, the notion of invasion would have to be defined.
Right.
Typically, the notion of an invasion means an organized force that's coming across your border.
Right, yeah. And I did see the Internet rumor, keyword, Internet rumor that was out there, and it was just exactly that, because, again, this is not a law yet. We're not in a state of war. We could be, but we're not in a state of war. And what the Congress would have to do is declare a war against a country, not a group. They can't declare war against the drug cartels. That's not the way it works. They'd have to declare war against Mexico, and I'm sure Mexico wouldn't like that.
No, and it would be a leap to actually get to that.
Yeah, and then they could shut down the borders. They could absolutely, positively shut down the borders just based on that. But we're not that far along yet to where they can do that. Will we get there? Maybe.
Well, it all depends. I mean, certainly what happens on this side of the border in terms of interdicting illegal drugs or any other sort of militants that might come across would be maybe a different story.
And again, check out what posse comitatus means. We cannot put our military down on that border armed to the teeth to defend ourselves against anybody, because it's not something we can do. We have a border patrol to do that, and the states can put their people down there, but the military and the federal government cannot arm their troops and put them on that border for any reason whatsoever except to help the border patrol.
Well, that's right. Or if there was an organized military invasion of the United States, I think that would supersede it. But that's, you know, completely academic and hypothetical.
And there are some people saying that it's reached that point with some of the drug cartels. But then again, those are drug cartels. They're not a country.
Precisely. Well, you could say, too, that the drug cartels influence and control, in many ways, the government of Mexico.
They do.
But
they
you're
do.
Right. The, mm-hmm. Right. But that would not be the same kind of thing to be able to say we're declaring war on the cartels because of that. It would be complicated.
No. And Donald Trump is probably going to get himself in trouble again with one of these judges because he said yesterday, I'll keep talking about criminal cases despite the push for the protective order, which is going to be heard on Friday, and the judge has already requested extra security for the trial.
Right. That's because federal prosecutors are saying Trump wants to try the case in the media rather than in the courtroom. And, of course, you know, if Donald Trump were to have a significant gag order placed on him, it would literally rob him of the ability to do exactly what he needs to do in his particular circumstance, and that is to talk about these cases 24/7. And I would expect that he will continue to do that and fight it as a First Amendment right or First Amendment style. But it would be very difficult, though, because when the judge issues an order in a case, that's also has a lot of precedent behind it.
And this judge in the D.C. case is the one that's been sentencing a lot of the January 6th people that have been taking guilty pleas and whatnot to try to, you know, get this out of the way and get it done and move on with their life. She's the one that's been sentencing them to long prison sentences.
Exactly right. So right now, I mean, reading the tea leaves, it doesn't look really good. But that's where the defense comes in. And if Trump can mount a real cogent defense through his team, and by the way, his team may even advise him, you know, you gotta don't go out there and rock the boat too much on a gag order or in some kind of order that says you can't discuss the facts of this case, because they may be able to do a much better job as long as he goes along and lets them do their job.
Guess what? That judge could throw him in jail if he doesn't behave.
Well, that's right. And how unprecedented would that be? Then now you're going to have a former president who happens to be running for president, who's under indictment, who goes against a gag order, and then gets thrown in jail. I mean, this is like a movie. You can't write this stuff.
No. And the New York Times had an op-ed that came out that warned of terrible consequences of prosecuting Donald Trump. And I read part of it. I didn't read all of it. I'm going to go back and try to read the rest of it after the show is over today. But I totally agree with what they're saying. This is a big mistake.
Well, in many ways it is. And we can talk about more after the break.
Hold that thought. Okay, folks, you're coming back with more to Captain's America Third Watch. We're right after the bottom of the hour break, and I'll be right back with more. Don't go anywhere.
Stay tuned. There's more coming up right after this short break on the Captain's America Third Watch. And call us at 1-877-969-8600.
Attention, your money is now controlled by the U.S. government.
Picture a world where your every purchase is monitored, tracked, and controlled by those in power to suppress the freedoms of those they see fit. Hi, my name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. And right now, I've become very focused on the impending rollout of the central bank digital currency. This is not a work of fiction. It's a terrifying reality looming on the horizon. But there is a bit of good news. I've partnered with Advantage Gold to offer you a solution. They are specialists in converting your traditional assets, like those inside an IRA or 401k, into tangible assets such as physical gold and silver. Don't allow your money to be controlled. Claim your free gold protection kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
Call 800-900-8000.
You
USA News update. Credit card balances in the U.S. have hit $1 trillion for the first time ever. The New York Federal Reserve reports total credit card debt jumped by $45 billion from April through June. Meanwhile, total household debt also grew to a record $17 trillion. Nearly 1 million acres around the Grand Canyon is being designated a national monument.
First time I saw the Grand Canyon, as I stood there and looked out, a phrase came to mind. It was instinctive. I said, this is God's cathedral.
President Biden said his action protects lands sacred to Native Americans in the region and permanently bans new uranium mining. COVID-19 hospitalizations in the U.S. are on the rise for the second week in a row. According to the CDC, the number of people being hospitalized for the virus surged more than 12% nationwide. John Schaefer, USA News.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
When I was a kid, I wanted to be just like Cal Ripken. It's definitely humbling to know that now people are calling me a hero. Instead of finding the IED with my metal detector, the IED found me first, and that resulted in double above-knee amputations. It's hard to describe the feeling of meeting somebody that you've always wanted to be like. There are people now that are looking up to you for their inspiration and to be their role model.
Visit saluteheroes.org to learn more.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Captain here. There are three words I want you to keep in mind if you're looking into wound care from diabetes or other problems you might be having with your feet or ankles. Effective, convenient, and caring. I've been going to a lot of doctors, and only Advanced Podiatry and Wound Care has helped me. My wound was a tough one, but Advanced Podiatry and Wound Care has the highest state-of-the-art treatments to make your body whole. The doctors are compassionate, best I've ever worked with. They truly have caring hands and hearts. Instead of winding your way through the parking garage, elevators, and miles of corridors of those mega hospitals, and who needs that when you have a hurting foot, Advanced Podiatry and Wound Care makes it easy. Just pull into their parking lot, take a few short steps, and you're there at 38th Avenue near Tyrone Square. Google Advanced Podiatry and Wound Care.com or call them at 727-896-4615. That's 727-896-4615. Most all insurances are accepted.
You betcha. And again, I'll give you that phone number for Advanced Podiatry and Wound Care. They are very good. They help me immensely. Literally saved my life, and that's not an understatement. That's a correct and accurate statement. 727-896-4615, 727-896-4615 on the phone number. They're located in St. Petersburg, Florida. They're located at 38th and 66th over there, west of I-275, and I will tell you that beyond and west of U.S. 19. And I will tell you, beyond any shadow of any doubt, they know what they're doing. And if you're having problems and you're going nowhere with the treatment you're getting, check them out. 727-896-4615. All right. Let's go back to the telephone line here, and we'll start out with Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hello, Captain.
We have a caller. We're going to go to the caller, and I'll bet you can't guess who it is. So here we go. Good morning, caller, mystery caller in Colorado.
Yeah, that's got to be me. There,
that's you.
Captain.
That's you.
But the thing is, so, I mean, Professor Politics, well, everything, I mean, California is going to hell. Everybody going on strike. City workers on strike, actors on strike, screenwriters on strike. I mean, everybody's going on strike. I mean, you have a state that's $32 billion in debt, and the city workers want more higher pay, I guess, you know, more higher pay, want better benefits. But, I mean, how are you going to get that when your state is broke? I mean, California is not poor. California is po. I mean, P-O, po.
Yeah.
So I mean, it's understandable. You got these city workers going on, you know, doing a walkout because I heard their contract is sometime this fall. But the thing is, though, your state is poor. But anyway, Cap, Professor Politics, adios.
That was an interesting perspective there, Kyle.
I know. I love hearing this. That's amazing. You're right. Everybody's on strike except me. I have to go to work. It's interesting to observe, but it's really no laughing matter, I suppose, in the long run, because I think Aaron's right. Where's it all going to end, basically?
Well, they were going to shut something down yesterday. Did they do it?
They did. About 11,000 city workers did walk out for Tuesday, and so presumably they'll be back today here on Wednesday. But they did so to try to be in solidarity with the Screen Actors and the writers.
Mm-hmm. What did they shut down exactly? The city government?
I think you had some sanitation workers, some traffic officers or traffic maintenance people and so forth. So it wasn't, as far as I know, the impact wasn't grand, but it may have been more symbolic than anything.
So they didn't pick up trash for a day?
That's possible. That's right. Yeah, or didn't process things. Yes.
Must have smelled a little different in L.A.
Well, exactly right.
Now, I heard something on the news last night, and I checked it out, and I verified it, and I just got more verification back. According to the GOP, the Democrats from the January 6th committee, remember them?
That's right. Yeah.
That they had the hearings and all that? The Democrats from the January 6th committee have actually destroyed some of their records and told nobody.
How
can you possibly do that?
Well, wasn't the January 6th committee there to get Trump? And you'd think that they would preserve every little thing because you never know what it might be that they could get Trump with.
Well, it might be some of the stuff that would have not gotten Trump was what was it? Well, it got destroyed. I'd be willing to bet you on that one. But I found that out, and I just finally got the verification back here about maybe a minute ago before we came in off the break. But holy cow. And by the way, you don't think things are going to get a little tougher for the Bidens? Congressman James Comer, committee chairman, says he's going to release more Biden family bank records this week, which is going to show more of a pathway of money going straight to the big guy.
Well, that's right. Evidently, they'll, they're trying to show, of course, that there's upwards of $30 million that went to the Biden family.
30?
30?
Yeah. I heard 50.
Yeah, well, I'm sure the number is going to be very devastating, but no matter what, it's still going to be incredibly bad. It'll reflect very badly on the Bidens, and it may just continue to fuel this notion, Captain, that you've got some Democrats now, calling for Joe Biden to be primaried and so forth. And, you know, it's all adding up.
Now, here's where they're headed with all of this. House Republicans have said, and Kevin McCarthy has verified, that Joe Biden could, in fact, be impeached by the end of the year, and they're very slowly putting a case together. They need to have an inquiry before they do all of this, and they're getting ready to do that, where the committee would do an inquiry and then recommend for the to the House that they vote for impeachment and present the letter, you know, the letter, the charges and all that stuff against them. But I see that I now can see a pathway for that happening. Now, it's not going to happen in the Senate. We understand that. But if this is bad enough and the people get an understanding as to what's going on, and this is not made up stuff, this is all stuff that's proven and has been proven, and they're dotting their I's and crossing their T's. If they can prove this, it could be big, big trouble on the horizon for Biden.
Well, one of the big differences between what Comer and the committee are finding out is that when you looked at the all the stuff about Trump, or what the Democrats are trying to talk about Trump and the Russian collusion, well, that was all kind of, you know, made up out of whole cloth. This is not, as you're saying. I mean, they're looking at bank records. They're looking at other testimony and so forth, which is going to have a very different impact on the American voter, I think.
And I hate to say this, I love my governor, Ron DeSantis, Florida governor. I think he's done a great job as governor. I think he needs to get back home and continue to do that great job, and he needs to forget about being a presidential candidate. That's just me talking. That's not, you know, whatever. That's just me talking. Because presidential candidate, I'll put it that way, presidential candidate, Florida governor, Republican Ron DeSantis, is desperately in need of some sort of momentum shift. He just got rid of his campaign chief. That's the second one he's gone through.
Oh, that's exactly right. And I think that and all this has happened, by the way, just since May in the DeSantis campaign. So he's not gotten off to a great start. They're definitely trying to retool, because I think their initial strategy simply did not come together, because the circumstances didn't change the way I think they initially thought they would regarding Donald Trump.
Well, there's a false message out there about him being something that he's not, and about the fact that his state is not in the great shape that he says it is, but it is. And, again, it's not just Democrats that are putting this out there. It's Republicans, and Republicans can eat their own as good as anybody sometimes.
Well, that's very true. And the unity factor is going to be crucial. No matter what, no matter how the polls are going and so forth, if there's a lot of disunity or internal attacks in the GOP, it could be curtains for them. Yep.
And finally, a person by the name of Minion Moore, a former Black Lives Matter board member, has been announced as the new DNC convention chairperson.
Yeah, this is pretty interesting development, because obviously you would think that the Democrat Party in general would want to try to distance itself from a lot of the problems of the riots in the cities and these kinds of things, but evidently they're doubling down in some ways.
They're going with it. They're going with it. Okay, hold that thought. Kyle, folks, you're coming back with the Truckers Highway and Bible Report number 2 here on the Captain's America Third Watch. And I'm going to recruit that good-looking Kathy. She's up in northern Michigan right now on a little vacation, so she's enjoying some cooler weather. This one's for you, Kathy.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. go to GCNfood.com. GCNfood.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past 2 years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110, guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. That's 800-430-1891.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Hi, this is Donna Fiducia.
And I'm Don Newen with Cowboy Logic Radio. When we're traveling the highways across America, we want to hear the Captain, Matt Bruce, and his Truckers Highway and Weather Report.
Always on top of things to help America's truckers roll. That's why we listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with retired Captain Matt Bruce live at 2 a.m. Eastern Time. Be safe and keep it between the lines.
Kyle. Who are those masked men?
Oh, that's ZZ Top.
Yeah, I thank you. And I'll tell you what, that's another one of those songs that just kind of reaches out and grabs you. And that's from a time, you know, where the ZZ Top band is not going to be the same because, of course, they lost, who'd they lose, Billy Gibbons?
No, Dusty, I think.
Dusty, yeah, okay, they lost Dusty. Yeah. But I've seen Billy Gibbons lately doing a lot of stuff with some good-looking ladies that play guitar and that sing, and once in a while with a rock group or something like that, they get him to play with them. He's like the guest entertainer. So I think his life has been changed forever with how he's going to do. But they're pretty well set with the songs they got out there. I mean, they got an album that's just unbelievable. You know, the greatest hits, they got an album that's just unbelievable. You play that stuff and it's nostalgia all over again from back in the day.
Yeah, well, ZZ's timeless at this point.
Yeah. All right, well, you got the West to tell us about. Now, it looks like there's a little something going on in North Florida, or in Florida, North California right now. What's that all about?
Well, we're seeing here up in the Bay Area, looks like we got a small craft advisory going on there. We do have maybe something happening over on the coast, but maybe just some, I don't see a major alert or anything at this point. But down in Southern California, down near the border, near Mexicali, and you've got wind advisories out there in the desert. So if you're coming across, I believe it would be I-8, you might run into that wind advisory if you're in the El Centro area, for example. Then also, if you're going to be in the Palm Springs area, out towards Banning and Desert Hot Springs, wind advisory as well. And that's if you're coming across I-10. So be careful there. Then also on the radar map right now, we're going to continue to see what we've got going on there. The rain that we had last hour along I-70, I-70 coming out of Denver. This is now going to be confined into the Arriba and Flagler and Vona and Stratton areas, as you make your way over, towards Kansas. So be aware of that. Still rain a little bit southeast of Cheyenne, Wyoming right now, going dipping down a little bit into northern Colorado. We've also got some rain down near Socorro, New Mexico, along I-25, and that's going to stretch east out of there towards Alamo and over almost to the border. And then in terms of our heat advisories, we only got really one to tell you about at this point. That heat advisory is going to be in the Roswell area of New Mexico. So I don't know, some alien spacecraft might want to head over to some cooler climes, one might think. And then stretching down to Carlsbad. So, and then one other thing, the fire that was going on up in Flathead in Montana, that air quality alert is off the map at this point. So hopefully our friends in Missoula are having some clear, crisp air to breathe out there. So be careful out there.
Well, we got us another fire to make up for it over in Texas. We'll get to that in a minute. But we've got the Schmutz alert up in northern Minnesota from the Twin Cities north to the west to Moorhead and to the east up to Duluth and up to the Canadian line all the way across. So the air quality alert up there is bad today. It's going to stay that way. And it looks like we might get a little drift over into the northern part, upper peninsula of Michigan. So be advised of that. Now, Kyle mentioned the rain down there in Colorado and approaching Kansas. We've got a rain area on I-70 coming out of Colorado going through Goodland, Kansas, probably 175 miles long right now over into the central part of Kansas and almost all the way to Kansas City. Will be probably by morning, and it is moving to the east. We got a little bit of rain up in Nebraska tonight where 76 comes in, a little small area there. There is some flood advisories up in that area. We do see an area of flooding right on the state line, both Kansas and Colorado right now, south of Goodland. And moving on down into Texas primarily, I-35 all the way down to the bottom. You've got a high heat advisory, high heat warning. Temperatures will be approaching 100 degrees plus, maybe 105 in some areas. Maybe there could be some 110 weather there as well. Certainly the Dallas Metroplex, you're going to get it again. You're going to get hit with record numbers. And coming across I-20 all the way out to Midland, you've got 100-degree weather there and to the north. So be advised of that. It's going to stay that way today. Texas is going to have a lot of heat. Arkansas, a lot of heat, as well as Louisiana and the western part and half of Mississippi, the bottom part of Alabama, to include Montgomery, south to the Gulf, the peninsula of Florida. Southern Florida is going to be hotter than a pancake, just hot, 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 southern Florida. And northeastern Florida up around Jacksonville, same thing down towards Gainesville. And we've got a high heat alert right here where we're at for feels-like temperatures to 112 degrees again today. And then you've got some rain areas in southwestern Indiana, southern Illinois, southeastern Missouri, and the western part of Kentucky. So, Kyle, tell us what happens there at the Pilot and Flying J when we pull in there.
All right, folks, don't forget the good people at Pilot Flying J Travel Centers bring you the Trucker Highway and Byway Report. And when you pull on into a Pilot or Flying J Travel Center, and by the way, they're the largest operator travel centers in the United States of America, when you pull on in, you're going to be able to get some great food. You're also going to be able to get some great supplies, and you're going to be able to fuel up before you head back out on the road. And during August only, you can earn up to 5 points per gallon by using the Push for Points exclusively in the My Rewards Plus app. So get on over to pilotflyingj.com and find out more today.
All righty. Well, we're going to go up to the top line. We're going to pick up Denise Simon from founderscode.com and also her Facebook page, the Denise Simon Experience. And good morning.
Good morning.
All right. Tell you what, $1.58 billion went to some lucky recipient that bought the ticket in Florida.
Yes, they did. Neptune Beach.
Yep, we don't. Where?
Neptune Beach.
Where's that at?
I have no idea.
Me neither.
Probably East Coast someplace.
Okay, me neither. And I'm just wondering if it's a Florida resident that bought the ticket. That'd be nice.
I have no idea, but it's been claimed, but it was bought in Neptune Beach. So that's all we know.
Yep, and of course it was... all the numbers. They had all the numbers, not just...
all of them. That's right.
So that's pretty good. Pretty good. Well, you know, we're going to have some things we're going to be talking about when we come back, but we just found something out about the January 6th committee. I'll bring that on the air when we come back after the break, because I'm looking at about 5 seconds to go for hear the music coming. But you have got a lot of things that you're talking about today. So between what you got and what we got, it's going to be a very interesting half an hour coming up here. So hold that thought. Kyle, you hold that thought too. Folks, we'll be right back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch Wednesday morning edition. It's a beautiful day in the neighborhood, and I hope that you got some great plans. And if you're going to be outdoors and it's going to be hot, try to do the best you can. Otherwise, stay inside and keep cool, cool, cool.
This is Kyle Warren. Stay tuned for another great hour of the Captain's America Third Watch coming up right after your top of the hour news. And don't forget, you can call us at 1-877-969-8600.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.